SEO Extra.
Hello. It isn't me you're looking for.
Paw, you ready to do this?
Holy fuck. I was just over here singing Lionel Richie to see you while you were away.
Good. I love it. Fucking went and seen Juice and Jimmy Jacobs last night.
Oh, yeah. Well, fuck, I want to hear about that on the show.
Yeah, for sure. I just figured I'd let you know now just so we know.
Hoovie Juice.
Okay. Yeah, Hoovie.
Psychosis is still out there, too.
Psychosis was on the CWE tour last year.
Oh, there you go. I'd say he saved fucking Danny Duggan's life.
Yeah.
I guess they got a problem with heroes around here. I'm a hero, Betty. Such an obscure reference.
Betty. Who the fuck is Betty?
It's from Tom Green's movie where he delivers that baby and then they throw him out of the hospital and he's yelling to Betty, the chick who works there, that he's a hero.
Which Tom Green movie? Is it Freddy Got Fingered?
Yeah, Freddy Got Fingered.
Okay. I was going to say, like, I only know of one movie that's a Tom Green movie.
So I saved the day. He was also in Road Trip. He was also
That's not a Tom Green movie. Though. You know what I mean? Like, it's not heavy on the Tom Green. It's just Tom Green putting mice in his mouth and shit.
I guess they've got a problem with heroes around here.
Fuck it. Tom Green, the rapper.
I love Freddy Got Fingered. The movie is so stupid that it's great.
I haven't watched it since it came out, really, actually.
I'm a grown man. I think I could eat a chicken sandwich. It's the worst movie ever, but it's so bad that it's good.
Oh, I would go and say my worst movie ever is Master of Disguise. I hate that fucking movie.
That's one of them. I've never seen it, but I watched people talk about how it's the worst movie ever.
Oh, it's so garbage, man. So fucking garbage.
Weird, too, because Dana Carvey is fucking actually funny.
Yeah, he is. But no, the highlight of that movie was literally the commercial. Like, am I not turtly enough for the Turtle Club? Turtle. It's the only highlight to the movie. It was like that game. And I was like, oh, that's it. Okay, I'll turn this off now.
That's kind of on you for watching that movie to start with.
Well, I mean, Jesus Christ, I was like 15 years old. Give me a break. Yeah, I had like 15 movies to choose from to rent at the video store in Leeds and Tickles, Newfoundland. Kind of got to take what you can get.
The last video store here, and it, somehow it survived because like it's the last one by, 5 years probably.
Like it's still around?
Yeah, it's just closing now. They just announced it like the other day that it's closing.
Okay, yeah.
It's a bummer. Every time I drove by there, I was like, fuck, we should go rent something there, but we never did.
No, well, like, we had one, because, like, this place was populated with movie rental places. Like, there was three Blockbusters, three what they called Movie Gallery, which was basically Canada's version of Blockbuster. I don't know if you guys had Movie Gallery or not.
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay. And then there was, when all of those left, what they called Hollywood Video showed up.
Yeah, we had that too.
Oh, did you? Okay. And then that like was stupidly expensive. I walked in there one day, and I went to rent a movie, and they didn't have any prices there anywhere. And there was a guy and his son up there, and they were renting a Disney movie, and they were renting it for the weekend, and she gave him the total of $15, and he was like, really, $15? And she's like, yep. He was like, come on, son, we're going to Best Buy to buy this fucking movie. And they left.
That's crazy. Yeah, I think that they could have saved it. I think they could have done it right. You know, I feel like I could save a failing video store. I don't know why, but I feel like you need to lean in on the experience, man. That's the whole point.
100%.
Like, 100%. And I think people our age are a lot of people, and a lot of people grew up with that. If you can build to the experience of it, you know, maybe you have, I don't know how you do it, but maybe you sell, you know, movie-style popcorn. You'd have to take it home, though. That wouldn't really work. I don't know, but you know,
like,
what I'm saying.
Like, yeah, like, even if, like, when you walked into the movie store, there was, like, this popcorn machine, you know, like, you got a little tiny bag of popcorn to browse the movies with your popcorn. Because, like, to me, the whole thing was, you're going here, three quarters of the experience is looking at all the movies and finding which one you want to watch. And, like, if you're with a buddy, you're joking around, like, haha, look at this fucking movie, look how stupid that is. And, like, just little things like that, that is the experience for the moviegoer, and I agree.
Yeah. That was like the, but a lot of that stuff's coming back now. Record stores, records are, I think they've sold more vinyls. I've heard, like, the vinyl sales just keep going up. Like, they might actually sell more vinyls now than they did back then.
I wouldn't be surprised.
So it's all that shit. Like, people of our generation, especially, are looking for those experiences that are gone, you know, the video store, the arcade. That's why arcades are coming back now. All these craftcade bars and shit, because we like beer, obviously. But yeah, it's like we're looking for those experiences that have just kind of been phased out, you know.
So. Yeah, I agree. I agree. With the vinyls, it's such an experience, just like to put the vinyl onto here and drop the needle, and then you've got to listen to it from front to back. You know what I mean? Like, you
can fuck half of it. You got to go fucking flip that bitch.
Well, yeah, no, but what I mean is you got to experience the album for how it was made to be experienced. You know, you can't just flick through songs. You can just, you put it on and you just make a night of it, really. Because, like, I'll just put on a record and then I'll sit down and just get stoned and just listen to it. And I get into it more than I would if it was just on my phone and I'm Bluetoothing it to a speaker, just because I don't pay so much attention to it.
I guess it's a very unpopular view, but I don't get the whole vinyl thing. For a while I had a vinyl player and I got a bunch of records, like, kind of all in one lot. And I guess, but I mean, dude, I have every song in the history on my phone on Spotify Premium with amazing bit rates and all that shit. I can take it in my car and I can do it. Likes to buy records and it's like, fuck, whatever. I don't know. I don't get it.
I only buy certain records. Like, I haven't bought a record now in probably 2 years. But if an album comes out that I really fucking enjoy from front to back, I'll get it on record. Or, like, certain ones. Like, like, I've got a couple Frank Zappa albums on vinyl. Like, I've got an original Frank Zappa Apostrophe album.
Mm.
And it's just fucking straight from the 70s. It stinks. It looks like shit. It's so like fucking dope.
Hippies balls.
Yeah. So, you know, like, that kind of stuff I like. There's certain, like, old albums I wouldn't mind getting. I've been on this huge Alice in Chains kick now.
That's good.
Yeah, I really like to get Jar of Flies and Dirt on vinyl.
I grew up with the vinyl experience. That's, like, I was always interested in music and shit like that. So at some point, my parents had upgraded to cassettes and shit. They had their old records from, like, when they were in high school.
Oh, yeah.
So I got to dig through them and shit. And, like, so I had those experiences. I don't know. For some reason, I don't have the same nostalgia for them as I do, like, what we got now.
No, and I get that, too. I'll go through waves. Mm. Like, I don't think I've listened to a vinyl record in over a year.
Yeah. It's fun and all, but I mean, the idea of it and shit, but I don't know. It doesn't really make sense. It's like when I go to a library, I'm like, why can't I have buildings full of books? Like, you could just make this so I could get it on my phone. Like, you know what I'm saying? I could get this on my tablet, and I wouldn't have to come here and walk around with all the fucking homeless people who just sit here all day because they have nowhere else to go.
Yeah, no, for me, I'm not a big reader myself. Like, I'll read every now and then.
Like, I want the fancy book learning or nothing.
Like, I read Missy Hyatt's book to find out how many dudes she slept with for one segment of one show.
My life under the pro wrestling business.
It's probably something like, I think it was Missy Hyatt, First Lady of Wrestling or something.
My life bent over at backstage wrestling.
That's where I got the Tommy Rich story about the blowjob.
Jesus. If you're Tommy Rich, you're like, what the fuck, bitch? What are you doing?
No, I'm a pederast.
Why are you telling people this shit? Word, are you ready to do this? I hope you recorded all that. That'd be a good SEL extra.
I actually did, yeah.
There you go.
SEL extra.